Log. Hello, everyone. It is so good to be able to talk with you again. This is author Teresa Banks of LSEC Publishing Radio, broadcasting to you live from Florida today. And I have to tell you, it is hot, hot, hot. Now, this is one of the few broadcasts that I have ever done by cell phone. I usually use my landline phone, so I'm hoping first and foremost that this message and this broadcast is coming across as clear as possible. And then on top of it all, I'm using a headset. So hopefully between the headset and the cell, everything will be fine and you'll be able to hear this message loud and clear. Well, if you have been following the show, then you have probably noticed that I have been off the air for a little bit, actually for a few months. I had a work schedule change, and I had to pretty much do some life adjustments with timetables to square things away. So needless to say, it is good to be back here on the air. As you see, as a part of the description for this show, I have called this the rebirth. So here we are, the rebirth of LSEC Publishing Radio. And I can remember months ago when I was so excited to get things started and to be on the air. I think I am just as excited as I was when I first started for this rebirth show. You know, what's pretty funny is when you are away from technology for a minute, specifically for particular tools, how they're subject to changing. And so Blog Talk has changed their area. It used to be called a particular section where you could see the switchboard information, and off the toolbar would actually be called switchboard. And I pulled it up today, and it was called something totally different. So I had to get acquainted to what the new switchboard looks like and also re-upload some songs. So I have some that are re-uploading actually as I speak here. So hopefully those will be ready to go in a little bit. Well, what I wanted to do with today's show is to tell you what life is currently like in Florida. I'm away from my usual stomping grounds of the Chicagoland area and here vacationing in Florida while my spouse is off for an educational session, I should say, that he actually had all this week. And so while he's away doing his little classes during the day, I have been here just relaxing and enjoying myself in the hotel and in the Lake Buena Vista area. Now, if you're not familiar with this part of town here in Florida, it's about 10 minutes away from Walt Disney World and all of their wonderful theme parks. And as I decided to do this particular trip along with him, of course, you have to make the initial decision of how you're going to get to the location that you need to get to. And I am one who really does not care for flying. You know, I could pray and get on, but I really rather be on the ground. So my spouse was kind enough to accommodate my request yet again to do a drive, another road trip. And I think in the future, at least the next trips that we are prayerfully able to make, will probably be on a plane. So needless to say, we decided to take a road trip down here to Florida from the Chicagoland area. We did a layover in Atlanta. And it's so funny because I checked out MapQuest before we left just to find out about how long that trip should take to make, and they said like 11 hours and something, and I think he did it just under 10 hours, and I believe it was like 11 hours, 55 minutes or something that MapQuest mapped it out to be, and he was like just, you know, like just at 10 hours or something, and I thought, oh my goodness. And I have some records to prove it, that he was moving pretty quick. But thank God we were able to get to Atlanta safe and sound, did our little layover, and then drove here to Lake Buena Vista, Florida. I have to tell you, during the road trip, we were truly amazed with the dropping gas prices, because when we left the Chicagoland area, I believe the gas was like $4.09. And in reaching Florida, it dropped by at least 50 cents a gallon. And we truly could not believe it. It's just amazing how much one particular state is paying for gas versus another. But, of course, we knew prior to leaving the Chicagoland area that the gas prices were outrageous in Illinois compared to anywhere else. So it was a welcome change to actually pay less for gas at the pump. And then one thing that we did this time around that we really don't take the time to do as much in past road trips is to bring more food. And if you've been listening to this program, then you know that just a few months ago, or actually the last couple of segments that I did, were all about weight loss tips that work. And I thought, okay, well, let me exercise this. Let me practice what I preach here. And we packed up a whole lot of fruit, a whole lot of snacks like nuts, and popcorn, and brought all of that, as well as bottles of water. I think we started out with about 44 or 40-something bottles of water, and we're probably down to about 16 or 17 bottles at this point. But it really saves you a lot of money in the long run instead of trying to purchase all these things along the way, and instead of trying to definitely get it at the hotel where, you know, the vending machines are going to charge you an arm and a leg. But I tell you, in bringing the food, what's interesting is that although you are not getting the junk as much as you would in the past, you're also just kind of barely stopping. You know, I didn't realize how many stops you kind of make just to really get snacks. So we probably didn't make anywhere near as many stops as we probably could have as a result. But needless to say, we had some healthy snacks, which was a good thing. And then one thing I've also noticed in regards to this particular trip, and actually the past trip or two that we have taken, is that we've been much wiser in what we purchase. You know how you go on some trips and vacations, and you're trying to figure out what to bring back as souvenirs, whether it be for yourself or for family members and friends. And I decided, you know, I want to stop getting junk and just getting stuff that I know when I get back, I already have 150 T-shirts. So will one more make a difference? Or T-shirts you try to get to other people that may not fit them, or they may not like the wording or the picture or something on it. So far I really have not picked up a whole lot of souvenirs, just two in particular that more so had sentimental value. One was Mickey Mouse ears. It's kind of hard to come to Disney and not do something Mickey Mouse-y, right? So I did purchase some Mickey Mouse ears. When I've been visiting Disney parks in the past, I had purchased some Mickey Mouse ears and misplaced or lost the ones I had before. So I was able to get those. And then the other thing that I bought was an alligator head. I know that sounds kind of gruesome. And actually, there's one store that's selling baby sharks, like the full body of the shark. Ew. So I didn't get that, but I did get the alligator head. And I decided to get that because many years ago, while in Orlando, Florida, while getting out of a rental car, I actually left a bag in the back seat. It happened to be black, so it was easy to kind of leave when I was sitting on the floor of the back seat. It kind of blended in with the carpeting, if you will, that was in the back seat and with the seats themselves. And it was dark, and I could probably give you 50 other reasons why I left the bag. But at any rate, one of the items, it was my souvenir bag, and one of the items in that bag happened to be an alligator head. So I thought, well, let me get it, and I will add this to my travels of crazy brought back souvenir items once I arrive back home. Now, I have to say that while here in Florida, I have truly been engaged in a number of different activities. And I have not, as I said, done the parks, or actually, I don't think I did say this, but I have not been doing the parks. But I have been able to get quite a few things done. And I'm sure if I ever had an employer that was listening to this or one of my teammates, they would fall out laughing, but they would be like, it's just so like me. I actually created a manual that I wanted to design and put together for my job, and I completed that today. It's about 20 pages long. I started on my fifth book, which will actually be a book of inspirational works, and I believe I'm up to about 40 or page 50 with that work, so I would like to complete that before the end of this year. And in addition to doing those two things, I brought along like a little kitty painting project. I had this little car that I found in the store. It looked like it was made of some kind of little cheap ceramic material with like a little painting kit and brush that came along with it. So I thought, well, why not paint that? And so I painted that little car. It has a green base and other little colors on it. So that was kind of fun to do. And of course, as you hear me talking now, I decided to broadcast and do the rebirth of my blog talk show. And after I do this, I'm going to wrap up the day practicing my speech that I have to do for Toastmasters International during the first week of August. So my time, at least today, is pretty much mapped out, and I've been kind of winging it as each day has gone by. So it's been really interesting to kind of do. And then after I leave here in Florida, our next route of destination is to go to Mississippi. So that'll be more like a party time of it in Tunica, Mississippi. So we'll be hanging out there from this upcoming Saturday to next week Wednesday. So that should be a lot of fun. I can't wait. I hope it's exciting. Now, also while here in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, where it is extremely hot, I have been trying to go walking as often as I can as exercise. I think I may just use the gym here or just walk around the hotel because it is just too hot. I don't know what the temperature is, but it has to be 90-something or more. I've done like the everyday things, like pop over to Walgreens. So I guess you kind of can't beat that, right, going to like a CVS or a Walgreens type store when you're out of town. So I did do that. And as far as eats and eateries, I went over to Giordano's Pizza, which is like a Chicagoland-type pizza place. So I told them, I literally said to the lady when I ordered my vegetarian pizza that, you know, I expect this to taste like it does in Chicago because I'm from the Chicagoland area. So it was interesting because she said, well, the stuffed pizza may taste that way. And I wanted to question her a little bit as if to say, well, since I'm ordering the thin crust, it won't. But I just let it go. I don't want her to think I was harassing her. So outside of the Giordano's Pizza, I went to this great Mexican restaurant, absolutely delicious food, called El Patron. I hope that's the correct pronunciation. And their food was just simply delicious. I really enjoyed it. And other than that, I've just been kicking back, watching TV due to my spouse's extremely long schedule in regards to these classes. He usually doesn't get back till like 6:30, 7 o'clock. So it's like so late to kind of hang out and do things. So I've just been trying to do as much as I could just kind of in this general area. I was able to get over to the flea market, though, earlier in the week, and that's where I picked up those little souvenir-type items that I mentioned. So it was fun checking out their little flea market. Now, as I wrap up this particular session, which, as usual, time always flies really crazy, I want to tell you more about this Disneyland area. And before we leave this part of town, I do want to check out Pleasure Island as well as Downtown Disney. And I remember when I was here in Orlando, Florida, years ago, what Pleasure Island meant back then. I mean, it was filled with clubs. It was all about dancing, really, and the music. And I'll never forget that towards the end of the night, I think it was maybe about 10 o'clock, they would always have a celebration of New Year's, excuse me. And it would be like a confetti-type deal. And I said, excuse me, in between them because I had to belch a little bit. So I didn't know if that came across. just want you to know I'm trying to be kind of polite. So sorry about that. I probably should have reached for the mute button. My apologies. But Pleasure Island back in the day, I mean, it would be so much fun. They would celebrate New Year's kind of like it's celebrated in New York with all this confetti shooting everywhere, the music blasting, and people literally dancing in the streets. So it'll be interesting to see what Pleasure Island is like today. And from everything that I've read, it's set up more like a family-style deal where families can come out even with the kids, and it's not all about the clubs and the dancing like it was back in the day. So I can't wait to check that out. And I can't remember Downtown Disney being around the last time I was here. And, again, that was many moons ago, many years ago. So I have no idea of what's at Downtown Disney. And with just a quick drive-by, the first day that we arrived here, I see that there's a regular side, you know, I guess just a side called Downtown Disney and another side called West Downtown Disney. And for just a second, it had me thinking about Chicago's West Side. And so I almost want to scream out, West Side, West Side, as we were driving by. But, of course, that would have been inappropriate. So I just enjoyed the ride by and just made a mental note that it was there. So, you know, it's really nice right now here in the hotel. I think this is probably the most quiet that it has been. And since I am still here, I'm not going to announce which hotel that I'm in. But I do have to say that it is, again, an incredible place to visit, and I think anyone that's ever in Florida, you should check out this Lake Buena Vista area and just see if it's one that you want to just indulge in, and maybe, of course, check out the Disney side, all of the different Disney parks as well. And, you know, I consider going to the Disney parks. But in looking at the prices, oh, my God, you know what? I don't know if the folks that are over there at Disney realize that we have been in a recession, and many would tell you it is still a very real recession or not, but $85, did you hear me? $85 for one adult ticket is just practically insane. And I could have actually purchased tickets through my employer before arriving here and probably would have saved maybe anywhere from about $10 to $15 if I had picked them up ahead of time. But I really didn't want to walk around in this heat or check things out by myself, so I skipped doing that. But I thought $85, and the kids' prices are just under that. And what you can do is go to some of these little side ticket areas, and you can purchase tickets through them for about $70. But I can remember when I was here before that would also involve timeshare type deals. And I thought, I really don't want to waste 4 to 6 hours walking around trying to check out someplace and work with somebody in regards to a timeshare. So I think I'm just going to pass on that. But if you're one who loves the parks, like an Animal Kingdom or Walt Disney World or MGM Studios or something like that, then you are more than welcome to check those parks out. But I think I'm going to take a pass. Now, it looks like I might just have a caller who is on the line, so I'm going to see if I can conference that person in. And, again, I am still dealing with trying to figure out this new switchboard. Okay, do I have the caller here able to speak at this time? This is Teresa.
Hey, can you hear me?
I sure can. It looks like you're calling from the 312 area code. How are you?
This is Tasha. How are you doing?
This is who?
Your sister, Tasha.
Oh, Tasha, I am so sorry. I could barely hear you on this cell phone. How are you doing? Good afternoon.
Pretty good. I don't want to take up too much time. I just wanted to let you know I was listening in. I got an email reminder about your show and figured I would listen in. You actually had me laughing a bit about those prices because last time I went was many years ago, and it was a lot cheaper than what you just described.
Now, how much was it when you were here?
Wow, I don't remember, but I want to say it was probably, you know, $40 to $50 range, not the $85 that you just discussed.
Right, and I think when we were here before, I think that was about the price, and $85 is just too much.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, especially for a family if they have, you know, multiple children that are going. That's a lot of money.
Right, it is entirely too much money, but I'm sure people are paying it.
Obviously, Mickey Mouse is collecting dollars, obviously. But yeah, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to let you know I was listening and the show's interesting. So keep up the good work. It sounds like you're enjoying your time down there. So that's great.
Oh, girl, yeah, we are having a ball, and I am glad that you're listening. I hope you keep tuning on in and checking things out. And so far,
please make sure you let my brother-in-law know that I said hello.
All right, I will definitely let him know, girl.
Okay, you take care. You have a good one.
All right, enjoy the show, Tasha, and I'm glad to talk to you today.
Okay, same here. Bye-bye.
All righty, bye. All right, listeners, it is always great to hear from you and to have you call in and dial in. And I know the last relative that I talked to before here online was my cousin William. And what greater joy, not that, you know, I don't appreciate talking to my cousin, but what greater joy it is than to hear from one of your sisters and to talk with her. So it was definitely good to just talk to my sister Tasha a few minutes ago. I'm glad she's listening and enjoying the show. And I hope she continues to be a listener of the program. And circling back here, I was talking about these crazy prices of these tickets. And as Tasha co-signed it, I mean, it used to be much more reasonable, 40-something, 50-something dollars. And, you know, if I have a representative from Disney that's listening here, you need to know, you know, these prices are just too high. You know, if you have two or three people that need to, well, not need, but that will want to go check out one of these parks, then the prices are just too high. And I remember coming out here 1 year and seeing billboards where if you lived in the area of Florida, then you could get discounts on those tickets. But I think if people have come in from other states, other countries for that matter, then you should give them the opportunity to see the parks at a more reasonable price, or at least after a certain time. Like, let's say after 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, then, you know, maybe it could be half off or something. Maybe I'll send a letter over there. Maybe I'll call up one of the reps or something. We'll see. But at any rate, I want to check out, definitely before I go, the Downtown Disney area and Pleasure Island. I'm hoping there are no costs associated with that, Walt Disney people. I'm sure there may be a cost for parking or something, but we shall see. Now, as I truly do wrap things up, I said that earlier and I actually had about 15 minutes left as I looked at this clock. So bear with me, folks. Again, I'm trying to get used to this new setup here on the switchboard where I see I have about 6 minutes remaining. I want to just take a moment to just share with everyone that, you know, whether you have the opportunity to get to a place like Florida or to just take a break in life, even if it's within just a few miles away from your home, just take a break. Take some time to relax, to enjoy some days away from work or from life in general. You know, take some time to just enjoy your family members and catch your breath. I always hear a lot that people that live in this country don't vacation anywhere near as much as they should. And I think we really need to take the time out to do that and to touch base with family members and with friends. Just over the past 2 weeks, I've talked with friends that are in the hospital. One gentleman I can think of in particular that had a heart attack and then a stroke back to back. And then even while being here in Florida, I received news from one of my other sisters, Althea, that we had an aunt who passed away, Aunt Dude. So I'd like to dedicate this particular show to her. Now, her name is not Dude, it's actually Carmelita, and she was truly a blessed soul, And unfortunately, her spouse, my uncle, passed away a couple of years ago prior to her passing. And now to hear the news of her passing has truly been pretty sad. So I just want to close by saying to all of you, take that time out to just, you know, say hello, to touch base with family and friends, and not take for granted that people will always be with us, because we never know when it's our last day, or we never know when it's their last day. I want to remind you of how you can get a hold of me through email. You can drop me a message at mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, ANKS@AOL.com. And of course, you can become a follower here of the show, just like my sister Tasha. You can get that little message letting you know when the show is on the air. So do come over to blogtalkradio.com/ELLACEC, spelled ELLACEC, to become a listener and to become a follower of the show. Because I am one where I don't have like a set day or a set time that I get into doing these shows. It's almost like whenever the spirit hits me, and I have some great ideas of show suggestions that are coming up, and I'm actually going to go ahead and put those times and those dates and those show titles out there online as soon as I wrap up this particular show. So you'll want to take a look so that you can mark your calendar right now and you can be sure to not miss the show and to hear what's coming up and what will be said. And also, make sure that you dial on in. Let me know that you are listening, or if you have any questions or comments, or if you yourself want to be a guest on the show. Definitely let me know that as well. So, with all of that said, I am going to replay the opening song that I kicked this show off with. I just hope that as I wrap things up and as the rest of your week goes, that you are doing well and that God is blessing you and your family and that you are enjoying every day of life. Take good care of yourself. Touch base with me just so I know you're out there and that you're enjoying things. So you like to hear some changes, that's fine as well. I wish you all the best. God bless.